It's been nearly a year since Kerry Gabe, an attorney in Governor Cuomo's administration, was killed by gunfire as he headed home from the Juve celebration that precedes New York's annual West Indian Day parade. It's been a painful year for his wife, Trinelle Gabe, who found herself a widow at 37. As WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, now she wants to use her grief to give others hope.
Here it is, Kerry Gabe Way.
Trinelle Gabe's smile glows as she approaches the street sign that bears her husband's name. The street itself shoots off Clinton Avenue in Brooklyn's Clinton Hill. She says her husband adored the neighborhood when he purchased an apartment there in the 1990s. Years later, it became her home, too. It still is.
So that place, Putnam's, is a spot that we would go out to eat quite often. We know the owner.
She turns back to the street sign, gives two thumbs up, and laughs.
He's definitely etched into history, which is an honor. He was probably saying, why are you guys doing this?
Kerry Gabe grew up in public housing in the Bronx. He knew he wanted to be a lawyer at 9, went on to graduate from Harvard, and, his wife says, stayed humble.
Treat people kindly, with respect, and with dignity and love. He just never forgot where he came from.
Kerry Gabe was heading home from Juve last year with his brother and friends when members of rival gangs began shooting at each other. He was struck in the head and lived 9 days before he was taken off life support. He was 43. Authorities initially arrested 4 young men. A 5th was arrested this past Thursday.
To see those 4 guys, their faces at the press conference, it was just so hard, because it's like, why would you make a decision like that? Like, what are you thinking to say, you know, we're going to wait for this opportunity and just go out there and just start shooting?
Trinelle Gabe says she and her husband balanced each other. She was a makeup artist and hairstylist in Soho who practiced yoga and candle making. He was the politics junkie who read books about corporate law and could outscore anyone in Millipede, the 1980s video game. They enjoyed Sunday bike rides and date nights on Saturday.
We had a song that we personally loved. For always and forever, you will be my Saturday love. When I play it, I just get emotional and I just cry and have my moment.
She was born in Queens to immigrants from Trinidad. He in the Bronx to a Jamaican family. Brooklyn's West Indian Carnival celebrations were integral to their lives.
Kerry, he just adored community and just being around people and harnessing that energy of lights and movement and rhythm.
It was at Juve in 2007 that they reconnected after a breakup. They were married 3 years when he died. Trinelle says her husband's murder has shattered her. She is exhausted by grief, and at times she physically shakes. She puts her remaining energy into creating a foundation she hopes will steer young people toward the path her husband took out of poverty.
Just harnessing their energy from a young age and building their confidence in their character so that way they don't lean to the gangs.
Since his death, 5 college scholarships have been set up in Kerry Gabe's name. A fellowship is also being designed to bring a mid-career attorney from a disadvantaged background into the governor's office. Trinelle, meanwhile, is finding comfort from an unexpected source, Kerry himself. It turns out, as a freshman in college, Kerry Gabe lost his older brother to gun violence. He spoke of it in an email he sent to a Harvard classmate who lost her mother the same way. That friend shared it with Trinelle after Kerry died, and Trinelle shared it with me.
After I lost my brother, I couldn't imagine how I could live or if I could live. With time, however, I learned that I could go on, that life would be different, but that it would just be as beautiful and enjoyable as the many times that my brother and I bicycled together. Trust me when I say that this time will pass and your joy will arrive again in the morning.
This year, city officials have promised a safer West Indian Day celebration. And for the first time in years, neither Trinelle nor Kerry Gabe will be there. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.